listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you the last two verses of the short book of Jude and talk to you about looking upward. So here we go, the two last verses of Jude, verses 24 and 25, where we read this. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. If you notice in these two verses, first, the focus is on God's care for us. Jude wrote, who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless. Perhaps Jude understood that his message of warning and doom in the previous part of the letter might have depressed and even discouraged his readers. After all, with so much false teaching and immorality around, how can Christians ever reach heaven? The answer lies only in the power of God. He is able to keep you, even though you aren't able to keep yourself. You see, Jude began the letter by addressing those who are preserved in Jesus. That's in the first verse. Then later, he exhorted Christians to avoid dangerous men and to keep themselves in the love of God. That's in verse 21. At the end now, he concludes with the recognition that it was ultimately God who keeps us from stumbling and falling. Paul wrote the same concept in Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. This is what Paul wrote. He wrote, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure." You see, it's God's work. But you can always tell the people he's working in, because they are also working. God doesn't call us to simply let the Christian life happen to us, and he doesn't command us to save ourselves. God calls us to a partnership with him, and he works his salvation in us. Therefore, we are confident in our destiny, that one day we will stand, as Jude says, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. As God is faithful, we won't have to come with shame into the presence of God. We come before him with exceeding joy. Most of all, we are confident in God himself. We declare who he is, as Jude wrote, "Who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." You see, those words remind us of God's wisdom, glory, and power. When we acknowledge and declare the truth about God, it glorifies him. We aren't giving God more majesty or more power than he had before. We just recognize it and declare it. And because of who God is and the faithfulness of his promises, Jude knew that this was all, as he writes, both now and forever. This could also be translated unto all the ages. Our triumph, our victory in God is forever. So we recognize that there is some serious deception out there. There are enemies of the gospel who infiltrate the church. But despite the greatness of the threat, God is greater still. He wins. And if we stay with him, we are guaranteed victory also. Jude is a book full of warning, but I love how it closes with supreme confidence in God. You can trust God, even in dangerous times. God is more than worthy of your trust. So put your trust in this wonderful God and look upward to him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.